Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. As expected, Newcastle head coach Steve Bruce has made a number of changes for the third round Carabao Cup clash at Morecambe. Owner skipper Jamal Lascelles and midfielder Isaac Hayden have been retained from the side that lost 3-0 to Brighton in the Premier League. Lascelles sat out United's first game in the Carabao Cup this term against Blackburn a week ago, but the other four players who made up the Magpies' back five all start against a League Two team. Lascelles is joined by Kieran Clarke, Emil Kraft and DeAndre Yedlin. Mike Gillespie starts in goal. Hayden plays alongside Sean Longstaff, Matt Ritchie and Jacob Murphy start on the flanks. Miguel Almiron starts up front alongside Joel Linton. Carl Dallow aside, Newcastle's bench is made up of entire midfielders and forwards. Recent acquisitions Jeff Hendrick, Ranfield and Callum Wilson are all among them. Andy Carroll, John Joe Shelby and Dan Barlaser are the other subs for the Magpies. In terms of news with the TV front, Premier League official announcement has confirmed that Newcastle versus Burnley has been moved for TV coverage. The Newcastle-Burnley clash stays on Saturday the 3rd of October, but now kicks off at 8 p.m. The Premier League announcement confirms that all 10 of the week 4 Premier League matches are to be shown live on TV, either on Sky Sports or on BT Sports. And into other news with transfer fronts, Daniel Regani is one of the players Juventus are trying to offload before the end of the window. Reports claim that Gianluca Di Marzio, the journalist, said that there's strong interest from both West Ham and Newcastle in signing the centre-back. They want to bolster their opposition ranks with some better players in those departments. Newcastle believe they could do with extra bodies at the back. West Ham desperately need signings, and reports in Italy suggest that that is a deal that could still be done. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.